So, following on from the Sleep Easy podcast that I'm with Jonathan Boyce, the chaplain at where I work, a couple of questions were asked for me, why I got obviously involved in such a project, and obviously the children have obviously sort of highlighted it, and it is the children that we were talking about, the people that are sleeping sort of rough in the streets in Surrey. So really, when I spoke to one of the guys that asked me, so Alan, what was your involvement for? I dropped back to sort of when I was sort of 26, 27, and ended up in Scotland, Glasgow, and I literally got off a train with a suitcase. Genuinely went round and had a cup of coffee, and then I had a drink. Looking for work, nobody seemed to have anything, and then one person said, "Oh, if you try around the corner, there's a new place opening up." And I walked in, "Have any jobs going?" And the guy at the time said, "Yes, we do." I ended up being a chef, but I mean, when I think back to how that all transpired, it was always very weird and wonderful. But when I said that I'd slept in Glasgow city centre in a doorway, that I'd slept in a bench, when I'd slept in a police station, they were just some of the places that I slept in. Now, I know it might sound a bit harsh, but at the end of the day, I was one of the very, very lucky people, because I was waking up early in the morning, I was going to a job. So not all people have that opportunity, especially when they're homeless. They may be homeless for various reasons, but I was lucky. I was going into work where, in the staff area, they had a shower, they had a washing machine, they had a tumble dryer, so I was able to go in, have a shower, put my chef whites on, put my dirty clothes, for want of a better word, in a washing machine, go to work, take my break, put them in a tumble dryer, and again, when I say one of the lucky ones, I always say that somebody was, watching out over me, because one of the guys I work with actually invited me to stay in his home, and to this day, I would still class him as, I say best friend, but, if for want of a better word, he's my brother, he just, him and his family, and I'm quite proud to say, the McGilvery family are probably one of the best families in Scotland. I mean, I'm sure everybody's got a story, and everybody's got a wonderful memory about different people they've met throughout their life. But if I hadn't have met, Chris and his family, if I hadn't have got that job, where would I actually be today? So I would always say that my journey sort of started back then, when I moved across the water, and that really was when I spoke to Mr. Stevenson, and we were chatting about this, and he was like, "But you don't really," and I said, "I know, I don't really seem like the type of guy," but I said, "I'm really lucky." I said, "So when this opportunity came up to help with the Sleep Easy, I really wanted to get involved, really wanted to help, the participants, making some hot chocolate." Yes, it was in a controlled environment, I said, but the story's the same. There's people sleeping on the streets, in Surrey. It's an affluent area. So, as I say, I just wanted to put this podcast down to say, look, I was one of the lucky ones. I've slept on a street, I've slept on a park bench, I've slept in a police station. The police officer gave me a blanket. 3 o'clock in the morning in Glasgow city centre's not wonderfully salubrious, but still some were dry and some were warm to sleep. And as I say, the McGilvery family were phenomenal. They took me in, not only into their house, but into their home. And yeah, it was probably the best 2 years of my life, looking back on it, maybe through rose-tinted glasses. But I just want to put this podcast down because that question sort of sparked it for me of why I got involved. And I hope if somebody listens, they reply, let me know what you think. There will be a few more coming up. I've been asked to do a couple more on sort of health and fitness and tennis coaching and stuff, through a friend who's opening his own sort of website and his own bits and pieces. But for me, I just wanted to say, you know, look, you know, the next time you go to walk past a homeless person, you know, that 50p in your pocket, or that pound, or that cup of coffee, or whatever you fancy that you feel you can do for them, there is a story behind every one of them. And I hope you can help out. Thanks. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.